first, let's start by just having you guys introduce yourselves.
I'm Jacob Winters.
I'm Drayton Fritz.
All right. And you are working on an Eagle project, which you need to have before you graduate. So tell us what you guys are doing for your project.
We're setting up the Night to Unite, the yearly, what would you call it, little community get-together, and help pack the bus, get a bunch of school supplies for kids who need it.
Now, how'd you guys come up with the idea to pack the bus?
Well, Drayton kind of brought it to me, and I thought it was a good idea to help out kids that maybe can't afford school supplies or just help them out.
Okay. And so far, so what you're doing then, you're getting the word out about Night to Unite, but you're also trying to get the word out that you need a lot of school supplies. I mean, it takes a lot to fill a bus. So how are you guys getting these supplies?
Mainly just a lot of donations and hoping that the community can come together and get a lot of supplies for us to help us.
Okay. And you've also got a thing set up with Amazon.
Yep.
Okay. So tell me how that works.
So we have a wish list on Amazon that people can go to and donate school supplies that we have on there to us and the school.
And how do they find that? What do they just go to Amazon.com and it's there? What do they need to do?
It's on my Facebook.
Okay. Okay, so they need to find you on Facebook.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And then they purchase it and it gets sent. It actually comes to the radio station. We've had quite a few supplies come in already. I mean, we don't have a bus load yet, so we need more help with that. Now, you also mentioned that you're helping with Night to Unite. Now, who's this guy and what's he doing here?
I'm Scott Peterson. I'm Chief of Police at Windham, and I'm overseeing their project.
Okay, now how do you do that? I mean, do you volunteer to be, or do they come hunt you down to be their mentor, or how's all that work?
That's correct. Their mother's on the city council and asked me if I would be the overseer, so to speak, and I agreed to, and it's been a good experience.
Well, and good for you, and good for them, and good for the school and the community. It's good for everybody involved. So what was it about this that made you guys think this would be a good project?
Man, it just helps the community a whole lot, and community where I grew up, and all the stuff that the kids are going to need for school next year, and some people just can't afford to year after year buy new supplies for their kids, and this is just one of the main ways we could help out.
Now, this is ongoing, and is the accumulation kind of all at Night to Unite? Is that the finale, or is it pretty much, is the Night to Unite kind of when you wrap up the project?
Yeah, that's okay. When we plan to get the most supplies and start packing the bus and then get that to the school.
Okay. So then what do you have to do to get credit for this project? What is there, do you got to write a report, or do you have to turn in things, or what do you have to do?
Yeah, we're going to have to make a presentation on it and write a paper on it.
Okay. And are you working on that now?
We're going to work on that through the school year as they tell us how we have to write it.
Okay. So you do the project now, and then the final steps are done next year, or this coming school year.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So if people have questions, they can go to Amazon. They can look you up. If they just have supplies that they want to donate, do they give them to you? Do they bring them here to the radio station? Do they take them to Night to Unite? What do they do with them?
Well, they can take them to Night to Unite or bring it to KDOM, and they can hold on to it for us until Night to Unite, which then we'll pack the bus.
Very good. So what are you guys doing as far as Night to Unite to help organize and to help it get going?
Going around asking for the food donations, like from Premium Iowa Pork, giving us a bunch of pork patties, and going to Hy-Vee and having them give us like the buns and the water and all that.
Very good. All right. Chief, have they helped?
Yes, they've done a very good job. Very, very organized, and I think it'll be a good experience for everybody.
And it's going to be a fun night, too. So we definitely want everybody to come out for that. And if you haven't brought supplies, make sure you bring them with you tonight to Unite. All right. Is there anything else you guys want to add?
Just make sure you come tonight to Unite, August 5th from 5 to 7 p.m.
Very good. At the Community Center. All right. Well, thank you guys for talking with us.
Yep.